Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a book to you if you like dachshunds. What is a dachshund, you ask? It is also known as a wiener dog.
Who doesn't know what a dachshund is?
Or a stretch dog. It's a dog and a very nice one. This particular dog is named Pretzel. It's the name of the book. Pretzel. It was written by Margaret and H. A. Ray. And my friends, this one is adorable. I think there might be a TV show about it. Maybe Pretzel and the Puppies on Apple TV. But this is the real story. So buckle up because we're going to read it. Today's story is read by Mommy and...
The guy who points out every wrong thing or every right thing.
The guy who points out every wrong thing or right thing. Wow. I'm so glad that you are here today. Let's read the story, shall we? Here we go. One morning in May, five little dachshunds were born. One of them was Pretzel. They grew up the way puppies do, and they all looked exactly alike the first few weeks. I can read you the names of all of them because they've all got names. There's Pretzel, Paul, Patricia, Priscilla, and Percival. They all start with the same letter. That's pretty, pretty powerful, huh?
Pow.
But after 9 weeks, Pretzel suddenly started growing.
One should be named Precious.
I like that. But after 9 weeks, Pretzel suddenly started growing and growing and growing, and he grew much longer than any of his brothers and sisters. And in the picture, my goodness, friends, he's quite a bit longer than they are. And when he was fully grown, he became the longest dachshund in the world. Pretzel was very pleased with himself because it is very distinguished for a dachshund to be long. When he was 1 year old, a dachshund is grown up at that age, he won the blue ribbon at the dog show, which means that everybody considered him the best looking dog of all. All the dogs admired him and all the people admired him, only Greta didn't. And we can see Greta in the picture. She's an adorable little black dog who has a bow that is pink. Greta was the little dachshund from across the street, and Pretzel was in love with her and wanted to marry her. But Greta just laughed at him.
"I don't care for long dogs," she said.
"But it is very distinguished for a dachshund to be so long. I won the blue ribbon at the dog show," said Pretzel.
"I still don't care," said Greta.
Do you know, dachshunds are also called long dogs. Mm-hmm. Pretzel was hurt, but he did not show it.
"Please, marry me," he said. "And I will do anything for you."
"Prove it,"
said Greta, and went away. So Pretzel set out to prove it. First, he brought Greta a nice big bone.
"Thanks for the bone,"
said Greta.
"But I won't marry you for that. I don't care for long dogs."
And she ate the bone and forgot about Pretzel. Pretzel had to try something else. He gave her a lovely green rubber ball that he had been given for his birthday.
"Thank you," said Greta, "but I still won't marry you because I don't care for long dogs. Besides, anybody can give presents."
And she ran away with the ball. Awful. I don't know why he loves her.
"Look at what I can do. Nobody except me can do that,"
said Pretzel when they met again, and this is what he did. Friends, if you don't have the book in front of you, he turns himself into a pretzel, That's right. He's so long that he can curl his tummy all the way around in the shape of a big ol' U. It's quite impressive.
Not bad, said Greta. Your name certainly fits you, but I like the pretzels at the baker's better, and I still don't care for long dogs.
Pretzel was very unhappy. I think maybe his problem is that she doesn't care for long dogs, and there's really not much he can do about that. Can he?
Some weeks had passed, and Greta hadn't even spoken to Pretzel. One day, while she was playing with her green ball, it bounced away. Greta tried to catch it, and whoops, they both landed in a hole.
And in the picture, we can see there's a warning sign that says, danger, men at work. And we can see there's a wheelbarrow and a shovel.
Greta tried to get out of the hole, but she couldn't. It was much too deep. She was terribly scared. If nobody came to save her, she might never. But just then, Pretzel's face appeared over the edge of the hole.
I'll get you out of there, he shouted.
He had watched Greta all the time and now rushed to help her. How good that Pretzel was so long. Because friends, in the picture we can see he leans all the way down into this giant hole and scoops her up.
I believe you saved my life. You are wonderful, said Greta with a sigh.
Will you marry me now? Asked Pretzel.
I will, said Greta, but not for your length.
So they kissed each other with the way the little doggies kiss, and they got married. And one fine morning in May, 5 little dachshunds were born. And in the picture, we can see that it is Greta who has had the babies, and half of them look a great deal like Pretzel. Wouldn't you agree? Mm-hmm. And that, our dear friends, is
the end.
The end. Anything else you want to say?
Hope you can join us for another story.
Hope you can join us for another story.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.